Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we look at issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Jonga Kandemiri. Today we are discussing the effects of the El Nino induced hunger ravaging Zimbabwe and other southern African countries, and what Zimbabweans in the diaspora are doing to help families back home facing serious food shortages. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the USA. The first debate of the 2024 US presidential election takes place on Thursday, but it isn't the first time the candidates debated each other. VOA's senior Washington correspondent Caroline Pursuit looks back to 2020 for some clues about what we will see and hear in the debate between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump.
When these two last met,
let people know you're a senator. I'm not going to answer the question.
Why
because,
would you answer that because question?
The question is, the question is,
one was a first-term president.
I've done more in 47 months. I've done more than you've done in 47 years, Joe.
The other, a long-term politician.
People out there need help.
The 90-minute matchup was filled with chaos and interruptions.
You shut up, man. Listen, who is on your list, Joe?
This
Who's
is
on
so,
your
right.
Gentlemen,
is,
I think
this
we've
is
ended
so
this.
Unprecedented.
He's going to patch the court.
VOA asked voters what they remembered about that debate.
Oh, gosh, that was a while ago.
I remember that Trump was, you know, a superior debater.
Trump was obviously sort of employing these, like, very childish tricks, interrupting him constantly, and Biden sort of wasn't really having any of it.
This same political theater is expected Thursday.
Sir?
With $1 billion,
sir,
if you
that
get rid
is
of
absolutely
you
know what, you're, wait, not true.
President but could be tempered because of new rules. In this debate, a candidate's microphone will be muted when it's not his turn to speak.
Yeah, I mean, I wish it didn't have to come down to that, but I mean, given the last debate, I think that's a good policy or protocol.
One of the more memorable lines in this 2020 debate came when then-President Trump was asked to condemn white supremacists. Analysts say he issued an alert.
Proud Boys, stand back and stand by.
Both men were asked if they would accept the election results that year.
If it's a fair election, I am 100% on board. But if I see tens of thousands of ballots being manipulated, I can't go along with that.
I will accept it, and he will too. You know why? Because once the winner is declared after all the ballots are counted, all the votes are counted, that'll be the end of it.
When Trump lost the election, his backers stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th in an attempt to overturn the result. Analysts predict this debate won't change the minds of voters who have already decided.
Come on, let's go. Supporters of Joe Biden are going to dismiss his slips of tongue or his misstatements, because that's kind of who Joe Biden is. And he's kind of always been that way. Trump's supporters similarly are going to say, yeah, well, he's just Trump. He's speaking off the cuff. Take him seriously, not literally.
This undecided voter knows what he wants to see on Thursday.
A lot more love, I think, to bring us together.
A second debate between the presidential candidates is scheduled for September, but that could depend on how things go on Thursday. Caroline Prasuti, VOA News.
That was VOA's senior Washington correspondent Caroline Presute in Washington. In Kenya, at least five protesters have been killed and dozens injured as a crowd stormed parliament during a protest against bill raising taxes. Young Kenyans, mostly members of Generation Z, have been leading protests against the bill, giving political protests in Kenya a new face. Juma Majanga reports from Nairobi.
Raham Wenyi and Clarence Kiragu join other protesters for a demonstration in the streets of Nairobi.
I am unstoppable!
We cannot be intimidated, they sing. These young adults say they have taken to the streets to call for the withdrawal of a bill to raise taxes, which they say is punitive.
The tax
in everything that's essential to us. Yeah. You even have people from everywhere, middle class, upper class, we're all here to protest against this bill. So that should show you the gravity of this situation. Shouldn't the aim of the government be to improve the standards of living?
Unlike previous political protests in Kenya, these protests are largely led by members of Generation Z, people born in the late 1990s and early 2000s. They are largely using social media to mobilize. Kiragu says their tactics have been successful.
We're using social media as a platform to show them that we cannot be contained. They want us here until 6, we'll protest until 8, we'll protest until midnight. We, in all platforms, we will be here to tell them that that finance bill needs to go. Reject the finance bill.
Socio-political protests in Kenya have, in the past, largely been led by politicians and their supporters without the involvement of young people. Chief Nyamwea, another protester, says his generation's motivations are different.
We have been governed by fear since independence. All other preceding generations, every move they make is determined by fear. This is the generation that will end that fear so that we can give life to the Constitution. The Constitution is not just a toilet paper.
Kenyan police fired when demonstrators stormed the legislature Tuesday. Reports say at least 5 were killed and dozens injured or arrested. Kiragu says the brutality of the police will not deter them.
Yeah, Gen Z are the ones leading and they know that, but they are still deploying their police officers, tear gassing people like it's a normal day activity. That's definitely wrong.
Kenyan President William Ruto said the tax debate had been, quote, hijacked by dangerous people. Juma Majanga, VOA News, Nairobi.
Kenyan President William Ruto says he won't sign the bill into law and is urging Kenyan youth to fully engage government on problems facing the East African nation. And now to Zimbabwe. The magistrate today remanded in custody ZANU-PF linked businessmen Mike Chimombe and Moses Mpofu, who allegedly misappropriated about $7.3 million United States dollars in a presidential goat person scheme that was supposed to benefit poor villagers in all Zimbabwean provinces. The Minister of Lands released $7.7 million United States dollars in 2021 for the purchase of over 600,000 goats, but Chimombe and Mpofu only allegedly bought 4,200 goats. The state alleges that they converted the bulk of the money to their own use. Their lawyers, Ashley Muguya and Tepson Jetero, refused to comment after their clients were remanded in custody. Let's hear what they said.
Just a brief moment, Mr. Jetero.
The court is a public place. I'm sure we're all there. You witness what happened. We can't give you a comment at this point in time because the proceedings are still in their infancy and we are waiting for whatever happened in court. So can you excuse us for now? We kindly have no comment. We're not going to comment on what happened in court or even on the merits of the case.
Can you explain to us?
As we go on, we shall give you our official comments. But at this point in time, my colleague and I have no comment.
What was the application?
Back to our topic of the day. Zimbabwe is facing its worst hunger in 40 years following a devastating drought that led to widespread crop failure, leaving more than 9 million people in urgent need of food aid. The government is now heavily relying on assistance from humanitarian organizations and Zimbabweans in the diaspora to help raise at least 3 billion United States dollars needed to source food. Many Zimbabweans in the diaspora are now helping their families and friends back home through remittances and groceries they send home every month. On his recent visit to South Korea early this month, President Emmerson Mnangagwa acknowledged the critical role these remittances also play in revitalizing and stabilizing the nation's struggling economy. This year, remittances from the diaspora are projected to exceed US$1.8 billion received in 2023. We want to hear from you, Zimbabweans outside the country, what you are doing to help folks back home. Tinogamuchira nemufaro muchirongwa chedu chatinotarisa zviri kuitwa nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika, vadiwa vatereri nevatariri. Nhasi muchirongwa tiri kukurukura nezvenzara inonzi yapfunya chisero munyika, yakakonzerwa nekusanaya zvakanaka kwemvura mwaka uno, zvichikonzerwa nekushanduka kwemamiriro ekunze kana kuti El Nino. Hurumende iyo inotarisira kuunganidza mari inosvika mabhiriyoni matatu emadhora ekuAmerica inonzi iri kutsvaga rubatsiro rwekuti ikwanise kuwanisa chikafu kuvanhu vanodarika mamiriyoni mapfumbamwe kana kuti 9 miriyoni vakatarisana nedambudziko renzara. Masangano anopa rubatsiro pamwe nemari iri kutumirwa nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika ndizvo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvinonzi zviri kubatsira kurerutsa dambudziko renzara iri. Parwendo rwavo kuSouth Korea mukutanga kwemwedzi uno, mutungamiri wenyika Emmerson Mnangagwa vakatenda zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika nemari yazviri kutumira kumusha. Dambudziko rekusanaya kwemvura zvakanaka rinonzi harina kungobata Zimbabwe chete asi kuti nyika dzekuchamhembe kweAfrica dzose. Saka nhasi toda kunzwa kuti imi muri kunze kwenyika zvii zvamuri kuitawo kubatsira mhuri dzenyu kumusha. Muri kutumira sei zvekudya pamwe nemari? With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. To kick off our discussion, we are joined by Mr. Dennis Juru, who is the president of the Cross Border Traders Association, Ms. Patiwe Siwanda, a cross-border transporter. They are both based in South Africa. And Mr. Matthew Nyashano, a health expert based in the United Kingdom. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, well.
Good evening, Chonga. Thank you for having me. Good evening, colleagues.
Thank you so much. Let me start with you, Mr. Juru. How are Zimbabweans living in South Africa assisting families back home during these tough times?
Come again.
How are Zimbabweans living in South Africa helping their families and friends back home during this tough time?
Oh, yes. We all know that there is drought in Zimbabwe, and it extends out of Zimbabwe, you know, most of the countries they are experiencing this drought. Even in South Africa, where I am right now, there is drought, but lucky enough, in South Africa, there is a lot of irrigation schemes. So the drought doesn't, it's not that visible due to that irrigation. So as Zimbabweans, we are doing our level best to feed our folks back home. especially by using buses and these other modes of transport, such as Roma Laika. Yes. So, in short, that's how we are sending money back home. But it's more easy if you can send money to Zimbabwe. We have got some companies that are doing the transfers. Transfers of money, but I heard recently that some Zimbabweans outside the country they resorted to sending money directly to those the exchange or even those forex dealers directly. Those, especially when you are in South Africa, those money dealers, they have South African accounts such as FNB. So these days, to what it is, these charges you get from the street, you can do a legal thing and just transfer money to those cash dealers. Then your loved ones will just get that money without any charges.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Juru. Please do stay on the line. Now let me go to Ms. Wanda. Ms. Wanda, you are a transporter. Can you tell us how things are going on in your business?
Good evening, sir, and thank you for having me on this program. Okay, I would like to use my mother's language because the people that have given more support is old people.
I thought we can start by discussing in English, then we'll switch to local language so that we give both sides enough time to hear what you are saying.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. I'll briefly tell you using English there so that everyone will understand. Well, I would like to thank you, the support, the supporters that gave me support. They supported me in large numbers. So far, so good as I'm starting this business. I can say I haven't met so challenges. Everything is going well. So far, so good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's because I'm a woman or. But so far, so good. Everything is going well.
So are people sending, are you seeing a rise in people sending food back home, or is just the ordinary goods like building material and other stuff? Is there any difference from previous trips? Yes.
Okay. I'm just dealing with ordinary things like groceries, mostly.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, not any other thing. They just called me and let me know when are they going to send their stuff home. Then I go and collect their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the day that I'll be chosen, I'll go home with their groceries.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. And Dr. Nyashano, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You are based in the United Kingdom. What can you tell us what Zimbabweans are doing in England or in Great Britain? How Zimbabweans are managing to support families back home?
So, yes, Zimbabweans are actually sending in some remittances for their relatives to buy some food, to buy other things like medication. This has been going on even before this drought that we are talking about. But it is also important to highlight that not all Zimbabweans who are actually living in Zimbabwe have got relatives who are living abroad. The greater number of the Zimbabwean population does not have relatives. And it is the obligation of the government to be able to store some food in case there is drought like this. Then reservoirs should be used now to cover those poor communities. I have been doing a lot of research for strengthening health systems in sub-Sahara Africa, and I have seen that in most sub-Sahara Africa, they have got surplus that they keep. And it's so appalling to find out Zimbabwe does not have that capacity, a country that was seen as the breadbasket of Africa. So when we talk about this issue, we need to go deeper than simply sending money back and look at those vulnerable communities which are living in the deep rural areas and the elderly who do not have relatives who are living abroad. Mm-hmm. So this is a very catastrophic situation, and the government should have done more, especially with what is coming out to the diasporans, finding out that the government is corrupt and they are taking money from the treasury and launder it with their own friends. Mm.
Thank you so much, Rambai Muriparunare. Let me go back to Mr. Juru. Vajuru, imi sesangano, tunoona kuti nengo dzenyu zhinji dzinoshanda dzichipinda muSouth Africa unotenga nekutengesa. Pane shanduko here yamungati yaonekwa kubva zvatanga dambudziko renzara muZimbabwe nemamiriro aita zvinhu pari nhasi?
Ichokwadi, mukoma Jonga, nhengo dzedu dzinoyambuka kunyaya zvikuru sei dzichipinda munyika inove neupfumi hwakapfuura nyika dzese mudunhu reAfrica, inove nyika yeSouth Africa. Tinoziva kuti kune vamwe vanoendawo kunyika yeBotswana, vamwe vachienda kuZambia, vamwe vachienda kuMozambique, asi vakanyanyisisa vanoenda kunyika yeSouth Africa sekuti ndiko kune zvekunyanya zvekudya zvine mitengo yepasi, uye inzvimbo yekuti ukada kuenda chero nguva. Tinoona kuti panzvimbo yekukwira mabhazi dzese anoenda kuSouth Africa kana kuenda kuZimbabwe uchibva muSouth Africa, tinoona kuti mumaminiti makumi matatu bhazi rimwe rinenge richitosimuka, pane bhazi rinenge richitosimuka. Naizvozvo vanhu vanofarira kuenda kachinotenga kuSouth Africa. Saka vanhu vanyanya kuona ukange uchienda uri iwewe unoda kuripa mutengo wekukwira kwako iwe semunhu, wozoripa mutengo ungazorirwa zvinhu zvako, uye uchizoripa mutengo inoripiswa nesangano reZimura. Saka naizvozvo vashanduko ipo ndeyekuti vanhu vakuona sekunge kutumira kwakona kukosha, uyezve tinoona kuti zvinhu zvaakutumirwa zvacho zvati wandisei, uye zvakaine shanduko yekuti zvaazvekudya kudarika makore akare, uye nguva yapfuura iyi yekuti kana kuine mabhuta munyika vanhu vanonohodha zvipfeko vachitogona kutozvitengesa nechikafu chakafanana nechibage negorosi nezvingadarodaro zvinenge zvichingowanikwawo zvakaa. Saka vanhu vezvinoizvi se ibata yamurefu bata yamupfupi vachinohodha zvinodyiwa. Tinoona zvikaguru magonyeti kubva munyika yeZimbabwe achienda muSouth Africa kungonotenga chikafu chete, kunyanya aya ane tende anonzi matotiline ndo atiri kuona, uye zvekare tiikuona kuti chibage chinhu chiri kudyisawo chaizvo, zvekuti tiri kuona kuti matipa mazhinji aminani akungoendesawo chibage kuZimbabwe achinochitengesa mumabhaketi.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Juru. Stay on the line. And now to you, Ms. Wanda. I recall I cut you short when you wanted to explain in Isindebele what your company is mainly helping transport back to Zimbabwe from Zimbabweans living in South Africa. May you explain in Isindebele?
Okay, Baba. Okay. Mina nje ngumalayitsha wesimama. Ngiqale ibhizinisi ngomnyaka ophelileyo. Ngiliqale kancane kancane nje, ngabona nje ukuthi abantu basangithemba loba abantu bebalutshwana, kodwa ngabona inamba yakhona iyanda yokuthi abantu bayangithuma bayangigadisa iy'mpahla zami ukuthi ngihambe nazo ekhaya. Yiko-ke ngasembuya lapho ekhaya ku-VOA
ukuzocela ukuthi ngizazi sengabanzi ukuze nje bonke akade bengazi bebe ngazi. Kodwa okwamanje angikakabi nensolo kumbe engingathi akukho engingathi ngihlangabezane nakho okubi, ngingazi ngoba ngisaqala. Kodwa uma ngingaba nohlupho phambili ngizobuya futhi ekhaya.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Yeah. Okay. Let me go to... Oh, we have a caller now. Hello?
Hello.
Takasimba mkoma, mwuriku nzikira kure, mungata urisa were? Eh, zita ndiani? Yeah, you are too low, you are faint, we can't hear you. Okay, we'll try to call you again. Let me go to Dr. Nyashano. Dr. Nyashano, mataura nyeye kuti urumende dzimwe kwa muri kuenda kune dzimwe nyika in other countries dzinochengeta chikafu kuzogadzirira dambudziko rakadai senzara. But in Zimbabwe, I think it's also fair to blame farmers themselves because the government has been urging farmers to grow small grains, but it's like people are not taking heed of that. What's your take on that?
So my take, the government actually encourages people to grow things, but they don't supply what is needed. I was actually in Zimbabwe, and I was looking at rural farming, and they are talking about digging those holes and putting some crops in there. That's an old style of subsistence farming. We are expecting that at this point in time, the Zimbabwean economy, which is agro-based, should actually be using sophisticated equipment, and the rural communities should be having some irrigation, and they should not have even cried about this drought if there were enough the mobilization of resources and prepare the land for irrigation, and that has never been done. All what we are hearing is laundering of money, some money that could actually save rural communities. And this is why Zimbabwe is the one which is asking for $3 billion. Other countries are asking in millions, and you are asking $3 billion. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Regaitinzwe kuna vajuru. Vajuru, tiri kunzwa hurumende iri kutaura kuti aiwa hapana munhu anofane nzara. Imiwo vari kunze kwenyika muchibatsira kutumira chikafu nemari zvekutsigira dambudziko iro riri kuti ringe richirwiswa munyika. Munoti nezviri kuimbiswa nehurumende?
Ngomajonga, hurumende yagara inongovimbika. Ndibaba vari mumba havaregere kuvimbisa mukadzi nevana. Izvo zvii makatondibvunza matambudziko atine takatarisana. Ndetotaura ndozivano nemukuru wereserve bank izvozvo mari dzakatotiminya musatye mai mwana nevana. Ndo zvakafanana nehurumende.
Thank you.
Munofa muchingovimbiswa, mofa nenzara vanhu vede chingovimbiswa.
Thank you so much. And Miss Wanda, your last word. Hello, Miss Wanda.
Hello, I'm still here.
Yes, your last word.
I'd like to ask for your support kubantu. Ngiyacela, ngisayicela. Ngiyabonga futhi nalokuthi on my last video abantu bangisupportile. Bathe khona impahla bazoziletha.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank our guests, Mr. Dennis Juru, president of the Cross Border Traders Association, Ms. Patiwe Swanda, a cross border transporter, both based in South Africa, and Mr. Matthew Nyashano, a health expert based in the United Kingdom. Signing off, I'm Jonga Kandemiri in Washington.